This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentarian stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 28th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this correction. In the story IDX panel, the new landscape for clearing in the UK and EU in yesterday's newsletter, the sentence the moderator, FIA Europe's Bruce Savage, said the current state of euro clearing was unacceptable was incorrect. It should have read, the moderator, FIA Europe's Bruce Savage, said the European Commission said the status quo was unacceptable. We apologize for the error and have corrected it on the JLN website. Here is another story from JLN from Suzanne Cosgrove. IDX 2021 panel, EU and US regulated exchanges tackle crypto ESG challenges. The FIA's IDX panel of executives from US and EU derivatives exchanges on Tuesday quickly turned to a discussion of meeting the challenges of several of the new products currently demanded by investors and traders. In response to questions from moderator and FIA CEO and President Walt Lucan, who asked the panelists to address how their exchanges were approaching cryptocurrencies, Zuman Ramdarshan, head of equity and index product design for Eurex, noted that by and large, most Bitcoin are traded on unregulated exchanges, and connectivity to a regulated environment is a healthy development. Stefan Buzna, CEO and chairman of the managing board, Euronext NV, said offering crypto products was an operational risk decision. Euronext is striving to offer its customers indirect exposure to these assets, he said. To read the rest of the story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. The FT website is having issues today. When I clicked on stories on the site or on links in a Google search, I received a sorry message. Thus, we have few FT stories today. Apologies. The latest edition of the Trade magazine is now available to read online. Euronext has a series of videos that explain the exchange and the role it plays. The series is titled Bid and Ask. The first one is titled What is an Exchange? It features Roland Prevot, head of retail cash equity at Euronext. The video is in French but has English subtitles. It is a good chance to learn about trading on Euronext and practice your French. There is a trend for markets-related firms to sponsor esports teams or even own them in the case of Peak Six. Deutsche Börse has joined the group with a sponsorship of Eintracht esports team. Deutsche Börse is not giving up on traditional sports, though. They have been a financial center partner of the Bundesliga soccer club Eintracht Frankfurt since 2017. The most interesting man in the world of CQG is in London for IDX and was shown in the opening video for the conference. Thus, no mention of him was necessary, the most interesting man in the world reported. I am feeling a little targeted here. CNBC reported that panic sellers during stock market dips are often married men with children. This is according to research from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. What does MIT know? And I don't call it panic selling. I call it getting out before the world collapses. The Americans and the Japanese love baseball, but the Japanese also have another sport that is unique to them, sumo. Victor Mather of the New York Times reports the most accomplished sumo wrestler in history is calling it a career at age 36. Haikuo, a native of Mongolia who came to Japan to pursue sumo at age 15, retires with more top-level championships, or yusho, than anyone in the sport's history. Take that, Tom Brady. Nils Robert Pearson of Vermiculus Financial Technology donated to the JLN Marcus Vicky Education GoFundMe campaign and is eligible for the raffle for 5 minutes of video production from John Lothian News. He previously donated to the campaign. Thank you to Nils Robert and to all who have given and all who have yet to give. In the latest installment in the saga of El Salvador's September 7th adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender, Business Insider reported Monday that the country's president, Nayib Bukele, tweeted that about a third of El Salvador's population, or 2.1 million Salvadorians, actively use its Bitcoin wallet Chivo. His statement should be met with some skepticism. As the insider also noted, Chivo's rollout has been far from smooth. For a more comprehensive look, see an analysis in the publication Foreign Policy. El Salvador's Bitcoin law is a farce. Here's a couple of the points in that article. The network that operates the official El Salvador Bitcoin wallet, Chivo SADCV, is a private company, so it is not subject to the freedom of information laws that a government department would be. And the president's chief of staff, Carolina Recinos, also a director of Chivo SADCV, is on the U.S. State Department's angle list of corrupt officials. Women in Listed Derivatives, or WILD, is having its conjunction function event tomorrow, September 29th, at 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom. It's free for WILD members. The event is about bringing the WILD community back together. Stay connected during tough times. Regroup with industry peers and friends online for continued dialogue about and relationship building. We use random breakout rooms to facilitate small group discussions around moderator-led discussion prompts. Join us and reconnect with the WILD community. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN from the SEC. SEC charges two individuals for wash trading scheme involving options of meme stocks. The Securities and Exchange Commission today charged a Florida resident and his friend for engaging in a fraudulent scheme designed to collect liquidity rebates from exchanges by wash trading put options of certain meme stocks in early 2021. According to the SEC's complaint, filed in the United States District Court for the District of New Jersey, starting in late February 2021, Suyun Gu became aware of the increased market volume and volatility driven by so-called meme stocks, stocks that were being actively promoted on social media platforms. Gu allegedly then devised a scheme to take advantage of the maker-taker program offered by exchanges by trading options of these stocks with himself. My comments. Now we know why the options volumes are so high, right? Here's a story from the Associated Press. How the far right embraces crypto to move millions and fund hate. The Daily Stormer website advocates for the purity of the white race, posts hate-filled conspiratorial screeds against blacks, Jews, and women, and has helped inspire at least three racially motivated murders. It has also made its founder, Andrew Anglin, a millionaire. Anglin has tapped a worldwide network of supporters to take in at least 112 Bitcoin since January 2017, worth $4.8 million at today's exchange rate, according to data shared with the Associated Press. He's likely raised even more. My comment, think really hard about how we are making it easier for evil people to succeed with unregulated crypto assets. Here's a story from Reuters. Facebook invests $50 million to build the metaverse in a responsible manner. Facebook will invest $50 million to partner with organizations to responsibly build the so-called metaverse, a digital world where people can use different devices to move and communicate in a virtual environment, it said on Monday. My comment, metaverse is the word of the year so far, but in another metaverse, it is not so much. Here's a story from MarketWatch. James Bond and Rolls-Royce fight to keep London stocks in the black. Despite support from James Bond and Rolls-Royce, London's main stock markets were struggling for footing Monday. The London FTSE Index rose 0.1% to 7,060.16, while the FTSE 250 Index was unchanged at 23,616. Big energy names were in the lead, with shares like BP and Royal Dutch up 2% and near 3% respectively, as U.S. and Brent crude oil prices logged gain of more than 1.5% each. My comment, the markets were only stirred, not shaken. Here's a press release from the Autism Science Foundation. Autism Science Foundation wins 2021 top-ranked award from Great Nonprofits. ASF earns distinction for ninth consecutive year, which comes as the organization further expands funding opportunities that provide critical support to autism researchers and families. My comment, Wall Street rides far charity showing its chops. Here's a press release from Market Access Holdings, Inc. Market Access extends its global fixed income trading network to China's bond market. Connection to the China Foreign Exchange Trade System, CFETS, will provide over 1,800 global investors with enhanced access to China's onshore bond market. Market Access Holdings, Inc., the operator of a leading electronic trading platform for fixed income securities and the provider of market data and post-trade service for the global fixed income markets, today announced the launch of a new trading channel for its global investors to access the China Interbank Bond Market. Access is via the connection between CFETS and MKTX under the Bond Connect and CIBM Direct schemes. In partnership with the China Foreign Exchange Trade System, CFETS and Bond Connect Company, Limited, BCCL. My comment, good timing by Market Access. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the Wall Street Journal's Individuals Embrace Options Trading, Turbocharging Stock Markets. Second was JLN's IDX 2021 panel, The New Landscape for Clearing in the UK and EU. Third was Bitcoin Mining Company Buys Pennsylvania Power Plant to Meet Electricity Needs from TechSpot. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.